Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of New York City. The United Nations sponsored the International Holocaust Remembrance Day. That's the headline. Winky Madad will come to this broadcast table with insight into the United Nations decision on the Holocaust Remembrance Day in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
We want to talk about the International Holocaust Remembrance Day. Now that's something that was put in place by the United Nations. And Winky, let me find out from you why the United Nations did this. It seems like so many of their resolutions are against the Jewish state of Israel. Why did they decide to remember Holocaust Day and try to get the world to do exactly that?
I'm going to make an educated guess. The normal Holocaust Day activities among the Jewish people, of course, is centered on a date on which the Warsaw Ghetto Revolt broke out in late April of 1943. And they managed to stave off the Nazi German troops, in some cases, for up to 3 weeks. You have to remember, Jimmy, that the Jews were not exactly a people with their own army or police force or institutions, either in Germany, Austria, Poland, or other countries under the Nazi boot. So that's quite a remarkable military event. And of course, we in Israel look towards it as part of Holocaust, that we remember the 6 million who were sent to gas ovens and the crematoria, but they also managed to revolt and resist as much as possible. That message may be a little bit too Jewish a message, or too Israeli a message for some people. And so the United Nations picked the day on which Auschwitz was liberated in late January as the International Holocaust Day because, which is true, not only Jews were in Auschwitz or other concentration camps, and so they tried to make it a little bit more of an international marking or recall of that era without or with a little bit less emphasis on the Jewish element.
Winky Madad with his insight into the reasoning behind the United Nations decision to mark International Holocaust Remembrance Day. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. International Holocaust Remembrance Day, sponsored by the United Nations recently, had the world to stop and remember the 6 million Jews killed in the Holocaust during World War II. Though the United Nations wanted to mark that day less on a focus on the Jews, it did remind prophecy students of a worse Holocaust yet to come. In the time of Jacob's trouble, Jeremiah 30 and verse 7, Zechariah, the ancient Jewish prophet, says that the worst Holocaust will happen in the future. That's Zechariah chapter 13 and verse 8. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...